Good morning, everyone. I'm going to call to order the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Special Board Meeting of August 4th, 2023. Just a quick thing with public participation. Public comments will be accepted in person or maybe submitted by email at vinagsapublic.comments@chicoca.gov. And with that, we'll go to roll call with Linda Herman.
Sure. Board Member Reynolds?
Here.
Board Member Kimishu?
Here.
Board Member Cooper?
Here.
Alternate Vice Chair Conan?
Here.
And Chair Chisinski?
Here. Item two, closed session public comments or board disqualifications. Members of the public may address the board at this time on the closed session item only. Comments are limited to 3 minutes or a time limit as determined by the chair.
We have one comment.
Great.
From Julian Zenner.
I just want to make sure that was.
Good morning, board members.
Good morning.
I'm Julian Zener. I live in Chico. As you know, in 1996, the California voters passed Prop 218, which was sort of a follow-up of Prop 13. And I don't know much about these things, but apparently some local governments, particularly special districts, some of them have developed a tarnished reputation for some shenanigans and excessive fees and maybe even some corruption. So this was passed and it amended the state constitution. And the California Special Districts Association put out to its members a copy of the proposition with commentary. And I gave you a packet, pages 19 through 23, that highlight the extreme detail that's required by Prop 218 for protest ballots. And I highlighted, so on the first page, that's page 219, page 19, you can see to conduct a ballot protesting procedure, there's this whole elaborate list of things that are required. The packet, including a ballot, has to include the amount of proposed assessment per identified parcel for the entire district, duration of the assessment, the reason for the assessment, the basis on which the assessment was calculated, and apropos of what's transpired in Butte County, the ballots, this mailing includes a disclosure statement that if the ballots opposing the proposed assessment exceed the ballots submitted in favor, of the assessment, it cannot go forward. And then on the next page, it describes, because it's really detailed, what the envelope is supposed to look like. And you can see it requires big print official ballot enclosed. And then on the next page, I highlighted a majority protest exists, and I take that means that it was successful at the conclusion of the public hearing, which we had last time. The ballot submitted and not withdrawn, opposing the assessment, exceed the ballots submitted in favor of the assessment. And I did not hear any thing about ballots in favor of the assessment at the county. I guess I'm not sure that any were actually submitted, since the word on the street was that it was an automatic supporting of the fee if you didn't submit a ballot, which is not in accordance with Prop 218. And then the last page is just a summary in Table 2 of all the elaborate requirements. So I don't know how the board is going to deal with what appears to be major discrepancies between what's clearly required and what transpired at the last go around. Maybe a redo with adequate publicity, et cetera. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Zener. And were any public comments emailed in whose names we need to read into the record?
No.
Okay. Are there any board disqualifications? Okay, seeing none, we will adjourn to closed session and then we will return to make the announcement. Thank you. Good. All right. I'm reconvening to give the closed session announcement. No action was taken and direction was given to council. That completes the closed session announcement. And we will adjourn until the regular meeting of August 23rd, 2023 at 5:30 in Chico City Council Chambers. Thank you.
Thanks, Valerie.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Bye.